Mental health advocates want doctors to be more cautious about prescribing antipsychotic drugs, arguing they can do more harm than good. It comes as a review of the body of research on the subject has concluded the drugs can cause diabetes, cardio problems, neurological disorders, and premature death. Catherine Gregory reports.
For one Queensland woman who doesn't want to be identified, being on antipsychotic drugs generally makes her feel worse than better.
I've had a tardive dyskinesia for years. My tongue used to come out involuntarily, and I have the shakes on and off all the time.
She was diagnosed with schizophrenia at 18 and has been unable to get off the drugs for the past 30 years.
I think the worst part is being coerced and involuntary. The idea that coming off them is not ever a possibility for people.
Antipsychotics are most often used to treat people with schizophrenia and psychosis, but a body of medical literature shows antipsychotic drugs have some serious adverse health effects and are also difficult for patients to discontinue.
Antipsychotic drugs are known to cause diabetes, cardiovascular disease, movement disorders.
Dr. Kate Dorozenko is a research associate in health sciences at Curtin University and has helped publish a critical literature review of the effects of antipsychotics.
The life expectancy of people diagnosed with schizophrenia and psychosis is 15 to 20 years shorter than the general population. And we know that it's physical health conditions which contribute the most to that gap, and we see a relationship between that and the use of antipsychotic drugs.
The review found there's been a staggering rise in the prescription of these drugs in the past 15 years. It says clinicians should be more cautious about prescribing antipsychotics and look at alternatives to medication. Kate Dorozenko points out the influential role of the pharmaceutical industry.
Very, very difficult to find research which hasn't been sponsored by pharmaceutical companies, where there hasn't been a conflict of interest. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is definitely driving the use of antipsychotic drugs. It's big business. It's multi-billion dollar business.
But the Australian Medical Association rejects the idea that the pharmaceutical industry has any influence over what doctors prescribe. The association's president, Michael Gannon.
Doctors of all persuasions spend day after day looking at non-pharmacological treatment plans. We judiciously look at the risks and benefits of different medications. We're capable of de-escalating treatment, looking for new agents.
Michael Gannon from the Australian Medical Association, ending Catherine Gregory's report.